Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He goes, but he fumbles the football, and the Giants have it. He fumbled the football, and Julian Love is on top of it. Boston Scott had running room. He was hit, and the football came loose, and that could end it.
Well, I mean, that was, we've talked about it. I didn't hear a lot of Boston Scott fumbling the ball talk today, but that was a huge, you're at midfield.
Yeah,
you have
huge
momentum. It's huge.
No, I think people, you know, obviously Boston is a fan favorite. And, I think that was his first fumble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his first fumble. Terrible time to have it.
Yep.
You can't put the ball on the ground, man. I mean, that was a crucial fumble at that time. Just was. It really was. It's uncharacteristic of him to put the ball on the ground there. Yeah. That hurt just as much as those drops.
Yep.
I mean, it really did, because you felt like they were running the ball, and it felt like they were moving the ball and were going to score on that drive.
It did. No, it did. Momentum. I actually felt like, wow, like we may actually win this thing here.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni is scheduled to have his day after press conference, and it's brought to you by your Tri-State Toyota dealers. Proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, Toyota. Let's go places. Let's go Eagles. And this should be coming up any minute now. Miles Sanders was injured in the game. It was a foot or an ankle or something like that. So I'll be curious to hear what the coach has to say.
Shame, too. Nine carries, 64 yards.
He was good.
Running the ball.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, Jordan Howard was very effective when he was in there prior to the injury. They ran the ball very effectively yesterday.
I told you, the offensive line.
Yep.
Hey, 200 yards. Quarterback runs in there. The running game wasn't the issue yesterday.
Yep. Nate Herbig had to come in for Jason Kelce. Now, that was an issue.
Yeah, that was an issue. Yeah. Yeah, that was an issue. Man. It just seemed like things went downhill during that drive. Well, it seemed like how many drives was it that, that Kelce was out. So, yeah. He had a couple. He had the critical holding call that got the Boston Scott touchdown called back. That was certainly critical.
So, that's a peak in life after Jason Kelce. If he retires after the season, I mean, listen, yeah. I mean, I don't think Herbig is your guy going forward. He's just a backup right now. But, whether it's Seumalo or if you're drafting somebody, you need to shore that position up.
Yeah. I mean, listen, anybody that goes in there after Jason Kelce is not going to be easy.
No.
Yeah, you're talking about other than Chuck Bednarik.
Yeah, one of the best players in the franchise.
Greatest center to ever play here. I mean.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Defense played well yesterday, Ike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, defense played real well yesterday. Daniel Jones looked like Daniel Jones.
Yep.
I mean, the fact that they only scored 13 points off four turnovers.
Yeah, it says it all right there.
Yeah.
I've heard some criticism of, the one sack they did get was more or less Daniel Jones just went down because he didn't want to.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. Yes, Hargrave got credit for it.
Yeah. I got one of those.
But, hey, take it, right? Counts all the same.
Yeah.
But, there wasn't a lot of pressure on the quarterback sure, but it didn't, the defense still felt like it was playing well. They were tackling well, not a lot of missed tackles.
Yeah, no balls thrown over your head. Obviously, the Giants' game plan was try to get the ball out of Daniel Jones' hands as quick as possible. Other than a couple passes to Kenny Galladay, I don't remember their offense doing a whole lot. I really don't. I know they had a couple drives there. Saquon had the one big run. But if you take that big run out of the equation for Saquon, look at his yards per attempt on the carries that he had outside of that one carry.
So he ran for 40. That run was 32. He had 13. So he's like not even like a less than a yard a carry for the rest of the ones. Yeah. No, I thought they did a good job in the run game. I mean, for the most part.
I mean, Singleton was everywhere. 12 tackles yesterday, three tackles for losses. That's what I like to see. And, you know, Singleton early in the year was getting 12 tackles, and eight of them was 5 yards down the damn field. Yeah, we stopped doing that type of defense.
Yeah.
And now you come out of the linebacker with three tackles for loss. Yeah, that's good to see. Fletcher was in on a lot of plays yesterday. His name was called more than a few times yesterday. Javon obviously is always around. Derek Barnett had a good
game yesterday. Yeah.
Derek Barnett had a good game yesterday. The one tackle he made on the reverse play that they tried, where he got the big tackle for loss in the backfield.
Big loss, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a huge play. Yeah, I thought they, you know, I thought they played well. You know, it's Daniel Jones, right? And they were missing arguably their best wide receiver in Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney, he wasn't out there. So I wasn't expecting them to put up a lot of points yesterday, and that's pretty much what happened.
And they did.
Yeah, it's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you give them a short field,
that's how
that's how you're going to score points. Yeah. You know, they got one touchdown and two field goals.
Yeah, it was the defense was very good.
And the touchdown was so ugly. I mean, that touchdown to – I don't even remember his name, 41. He caught like –
And he's from the area. I never heard of him.
Yeah.
Temple guy.
At first I was like, how the hell
– Who is this guy?
And you saw the replay and it was like, yeah, he got his hand under the ball. Yeah, it was under there. Yeah, so
– He did. I would have bet – like just based on the reaction of the players on the field, I was like, oh, well, that's coming back.
Yeah, there's no way he caught that.
Somehow he got the hand under
it. Yeah, he got the hand under it.
Yeah, you're right. That's the ugliest touchdown I've ever seen. A thing of beauty as well. All right, Sirianni might be a couple minutes, Jack. We should take a phone call. Let's go to D in Virginia. D, if we need to cut away from you, we will to go to Nick Sirianni. What's up, D? D.
What's up, D?
All right, put D on hold.
Come on, D.
Let's go to B, Bill in Mayfair. D probably thought he had a couple minutes. Bill in Mayfair. Bill.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Coming at you live, Frankfurt and Cobb. You know, I think a lot of these fans were ungrateful. I mean, think about it. Last year, we couldn't even have a drink or a beer to watch the game. We didn't even have good football. So look at this season. Look, Sirianni's young, I mean, early in the season, and Hurts is young. But these guys are gelling. They're starting to come around. If you look, the early on in the season, we got crushed with the penalties and with the turnovers. Now, the turnover ratio has changed, and we started working on the penalties. I predicted 4 weeks ago with Howard that the Eagles would go 7-2. Now, they're 2-2 since my prediction. They're going to win outright. And they're going to win this division because Dallas is going to falter, and we're going to return to Cobb and to Frankfurt for one game. We're going to win one playoff.
They're still winning the division, Bill.
Mark my word. Listen, if I'm wrong, free slice of pizza here at Geno's. Listen, there's a couple things about Wolf. We didn't score in the first half. He needed to readjust earlier. If the NFL had five quarters, you know the final score would have been in favor of the Eagles. Unfortunately, he just ran out of time. We were starting to change momentum. He was starting to get smarter, Sirianni. But I think the Giants coach and staff did step up for the first half of the game. But, you know, you can't blame anything on Hurts. You can't put the blame on Gregory.
Why not?
Why, how come you can't, Bill? Why can't you blame the quarterback? Why can't you?
Well, because, look, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame if you think about it. Last week he runs three touchdowns in. This week he throws three turnovers. I don't think it's ever been done in the NFL. But anyway, the kid's strong. He's young.
What?
Last week, you ran for three.
Well, we got you, Bill. Thank you. We can and we will.
Yeah, can't you blame the quarterback without sticking a knife in his career or forking his career and saying he's done as the Eagles quarterback? Like, can't you do that without saying that?
Of course.
Maybe some can't. I can.
Yeah. He's not trash. He's not slop.
No.
He had a bad game yesterday.
Yes. The same way if Devontae Smith had dropped a couple passes, right? He would say, yeah, Devontae, you can't drop those balls, man. Like, you got to catch those balls in those situations. Doesn't mean Devontae Smith is a bust or get rid of him. Just means looking at the game as its sole entity, Yeah, this is what I saw from the game yesterday. And I don't understand how turning the ball over four times and a quarterback turning it over three times, including right before the half and taking points off the board, why that should be overlooked. You kidding me? Well, I don't know. We walking on eggshells around here?
The biggest.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Like, Jalen Hurts is a big boy. He knows he stunk up the joint yesterday.
All right, here's Nick Sirianni.
Here with Jimmy Kemsky and then Ruben Frank.
Hey, Nick. Do you have any updates on Jack Driscoll, Miles Sanders, Jason Kelsey? And if Driscoll's out for a while, do you see Brandon Brooks returning anytime soon? And then also, is Jordan Howard looking likely for Sunday? I can recap any of those names if you need me to.
Yeah.
Jack, can you hear us?
Yeah, we got you. He's talking, but he's not saying anything.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Now we're on the air.
You guys having trouble hearing him?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Hold on.
Yes, we lost the audio.
Coach, right, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Jack, why don't we take it here until we can hear Nick Sirianni speaking again?
Good plan.
Some technical problems.
Oh, wow. Come on, Coach.
Down at NovaCare. Like, yeah, maybe he's like, sorry, can't talk, see ya.
Maybe you should have ran the ball.
Maybe, yeah, run it. Well, I mean, they did.
Now you got Howard's giving advice on how to reconnect the thing. This isn't going to go well. This has no shot at getting back.
See, after you run the ball 50 times, like, now everybody expects you to run the ball.
50 times again.
50 times.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay, ask, but I'll have to repeat it again. So, you guys got me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Driscoll, he suffered a high ankle sprain. He's gonna be headed to IR, unfortunately. As far as with Brandon Brooks, I won't have an update for you guys on Brandon Brooks until after the bye. He's still progressing, and so I'm just not gonna have any updates for you until after that. Miles came back in, had a couple carries. I'll have more information on Miles on Wednesday. But he's headed in the right direction. Jordan Howard headed in the right direction. We'll know more Wednesday. Who else did you ask about? I'm sorry.
Did you get Miles?
Miles. Yeah. I said Miles.
Driscoll, Miles, Kelsey. You got Kelsey. Brooks and you got Howard.
Kelsey just showed his grit and his drive and his toughness and came back in and played, so again, we'll have more information about him on Wednesday as well. I know he's sore today, but obviously he came back in and willed himself to play on yesterday. Tell me what else you need there, because I might have got everybody, but
I think you hit them all. Thanks.
Okay. All right.
How's Jalen's ankle?
Yeah. So again, we'll have more information again on him. I hate to keep saying this to you guys. But you know, he's sore right now. I'm going to have more information for you on Wednesday, and not putting any time restrictions on him or anything like that. Again, we'll see how he's doing as the week goes. But yeah, he was sore yesterday.
Go ahead, Ruben, then Chris Franklin.
Hey, Nick, this isn't really a Jalen question as much as a general passing game question. Where do you think you guys are with the passing game in general, covering play calling, quarterback, receivers, just the whole operation? And do you feel like when you need to, you can win games, you know, leaning on the passing game?
Yeah, you know, my message to the pass group guys today in film was, hey, it wasn't good enough in this group yesterday. That starts with me putting them in positions to succeed. Then it obviously always the guy who touches the ball every time is the quarterback. Him executing at a high level, and then, you know, to the receivers, tight ends, and running backs. So not good enough. We're not where we want to be in that part of our game. We're working like crazy to get better at it. I think what you've seen is our play action game has been able to be successful, Rube. But you know, when teams know we're dropping back, and when we're dropping back to pass, that's where we've struggled, you know, in the third and longer scenarios. And so that's an emphasis that we know we got to get better at, because we know if we want to win the games we need to win, and that really just starts here with the next game here against the Jets, we're going to have to, you know, when we need to pass the ball, we're going to have to succeed at doing so. And so that starts with the drop back passing games where, you know, where we need to get better.
Go ahead, Chris, and then Tim McManus.
Hey, Nick, when Jason left the game, did you ever consider moving Landon Dickerson over to center? And what were your thoughts on Nate when he came in and played both center and guard?
You know, again, anytime you have a couple penalties, you're going to want those plays back, and it's going to ding your grade a little bit as far as, you know, how we grade the player as coaches. Nate did a lot of good things. I thought he played an above average game. And if he didn't have those two holding calls, I think he played a good game. And so we're confident in Nate being the backup center. A lot of things go into that too. Like, you know, who the backup is at different spots. If you cross train, I'm not saying Landon can't be the backup center, but if he's focusing on being the backup center, he's not putting all his thought process into being the starting guard, which he's playing at a really high level. I thought the offensive line played well yesterday, and Landon played really well, and he just continues to get better. And so, you know, that's the decisions you have to make. So we feel comfortable with Nate being the backup center. We feel comfortable with Nate being the backup guard. And I thought he went in and did some good things. Again, the holding penalties you want back, and we got to teach him the right technique to use on that play, on those plays. But you know, again, feel confident in Nate and his abilities, and think he did. And again, with the exception, I know those plays count, and I know the penalties count, so that's why his grade was what he was. But other than those couple plays, I thought he did his job and did a good job.
Tim and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Nick, can you give some insight into where Jalen Reagor is developmentally and any context you can provide and kind of how that fits given his age and experience level?
You know, I do believe that Jalen is working himself. He does work extremely hard in practice to get himself better. You know, when he had those opportunities yesterday, we all want him to make that play. Nobody wants him to make that play more than himself either. And he did make a couple of nice plays, made a nice catch on a pass that was a little bit behind him. And then he made a nice catch at the end of the first half to put us down in there in scoring range. You know, we just, you know, obviously didn't execute to finish that thing off. But, you know, what you want out of every player, not just Jalen, right? You want out of every player consistency. And I think what we saw yesterday is that he wasn't consistent throughout the game. He knows that. We've already talked to him about that. And so consistency is when you're making those next step in your development. So, you know, he showed that he has playmaking ability. He shows that he can make some big time plays. You just want to see that more consistent.
Go ahead, Jeff, and then John McMullen.
Nick, just looking for some clarity on the last play of the game. Jalen was looking to his left. Was Reagor or Devonta his first read, or was that just a read based upon the look of the defense?
Yeah, we ran a shallow cross play where Devonta was the first read in that play. As a matter of fact, on that play too, it's Devonta is 1A, and then you could say Dallas is 1B. The defense that they played eliminated the 1B read of Dallas, and it put it onto the Devonta. You know, we didn't do a great job executing the route discipline out of that play with Devonta and Quez, but it turned into a scramble, and we got an open look. Jalen made a good throw, and like I said, want to just be able to finish that play off. And again, no one wants to make that play more than Jalen. It never comes down to one play. We put ourselves in that position where it came down to the last play, where I know all the eyes were on him and all the criticism will be on him, but this is an ultimate team game. And there's a lot of other things that led to that last, you know, it coming down to the last play. And so we all want plays back, coaches, players, everybody wants plays back. Never comes down to just one play.
And just to follow up. So you're saying Devonta's route, is that why Hurts didn't throw to him? It looked like he was.
They did a good. And you got to give them credit too. You know, Jeff, they did a good job of taking the undercutting the shallow route that we ran. You know, 24 put himself in a good position there. But again, you want we fine tune every detail of it. So, you know, you're going to want it to be a little cleaner on both him and Quez's part. But the game's rarely perfect, but you always want everything to be perfect and be clean. And there's definitely things that we can learn from that play.
Go ahead, John, and then Martin Frank.
Hi, Nick. To kind of further that, but from a larger perspective, follow up, the lack of targets overall for Devontae in Dallas, when you look at the film, was that the Giants taking things away? Did Jalen not get the ball out quick enough when they were the first progressions? What do you see from that perspective?
Yeah, you definitely, when you put the ball in the air, you definitely always wanted to start with 88 and six. That's definitely been our priority. Again, that doesn't always mean it's going to happen that way. You can't just tell the quarterback to force feed it there no matter what. And so what you do as coaches is you look at the coverages, you look at the defenses that the team's playing, and you try to devise a plan to, you know, make sure your first and second reads are going there based off the coverages they're playing. Now, they definitely can switch it up. And there was a couple things they did late in that game that did switch it up. We wanted to get some other guys some touches as well. That doesn't mean that everything doesn't run through 6 and 88. But you still want to get 18 some touches here and there, and 16 some touches here and there, and 14 some touches here and there. So again, you want to be a balanced offense. But everything we do starts with those guys. I'll take responsibility for them not getting the touches that they needed yesterday, because you know that's my job to see everything and adjust as the team is playing us. Again, it wasn't. You know, they kind of did some different things near the end of the game that they had shown. But anytime you don't get those guys the ball the way you want to, I'll always take the blame on that first.
All right, you're listening to Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studios. We're live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. Here's more of Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
You know, you guys tend to struggle when teams know that you're dropping back to pass. And I was kind of curious, like, why you think that is. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're dropping back to pass, it's probably third and long and stuff. So I get that, but why do you think that is? And what can you do to kind of improve, you know, with Jalen in those situations? Thanks.
Yeah. The third and long, I mean, the scenarios you're right. I mean, second and long, third and long, there's no rule that says you have to drop back and pass every time but you know, it obviously is more of a passing down scenario, third and long, and then obviously second and long as well. We just have to clean up that area. And it starts with me putting the guys in position to make plays against the defenses they're running and getting the ball to our playmakers. And so anytime we're struggling in a scenario, I'll always take the hit and put it on me because I just got to do a better job of putting the guys in position. Listen, we may have a play on the call sheet that we think might work really well, but if our players don't execute it, that's, you know, and can't execute it for whatever reason, then we got to look ourselves in the mirror as coaches, and then we'll hold the players accountable for their part. But passing game, again, is not where we want it to be. I take a lot of pride in that. I've been on a lot of teams that have been very successful passing the football. And so no one's taking that harder than me, and it's my job to get that fixed.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Jamie Apodi.
Hey, Nick, following up on the first question, what you said about Jalen Hurts' ankle, you said he's sore, and you'll see how he feels Wednesday. Is there a risk he might not be able to play Sunday?
Yeah, I'm not there, Zach, yet. Again, don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm hopeful. Jalen's hopeful that he'll play. Again, you got to see how these things go. As you guys well know, we'll see how the rehab the next 2 days goes, and I'll have more of an update for you on Wednesday.
And then just quick confirmation, with Jack Driscoll going on IR, that means he's done for the year because it's his second time, correct?
That's right, Zach.
So, yeah. So who's the right guard now, at least for the next few weeks?
We don't have to make that decision right today. You know, we have some good options, I think. Again, tribute to Howie and his staff that we've got good options and good depth here at the offensive line and have been able to handle some, you know, I think if you look at the beginning of the year and you say you're going to be without your two guards, a lot of people would have been really worried with how the run game or the protection might have went. And we kind of see where we are right here. And that's just a huge tribute to Howie and his staff of getting the depth there. And I feel really good about the depth that we have there right now with Sua and with Nate, and even with some of the guys that are on the practice squad. So, you know, we'll see how that goes, Zach, you know, and kind of practice through that and see through that. But I am confident in those guys stepping in and be able to make plays.
We have time for two more, so we'll go to Jamie and then Dave Zangaro.
Hi, Nick. Obviously, this late in the season with five games to play, every loss is magnified. Every win is magnified as you guys push toward the playoffs here. Can a loss like yesterday help light a fire under this team at this point?
I think we have a fire lit under us. There's no doubt. I think this is a hungry team that wants to do well, that craves to do well, that works their tail off to play well every week. And so, you never want to have a loss, but our mindset is no matter what the circumstance was the week before, work your tail off this week to put yourself in position to win this week. And I really believe that the guys here have won a lot of the veteran guys here have won a lot of football games, and they know the best teams they've been on have practiced well. I believe that we practice well. We practice hard. We practice physical. We practice at great tempo with great detail. And that's a tribute to the guys we have on this team and the way we want this thing led. And so that's all only our mindset of is how do we win this game? I think when you get into the mode where you're doing the math of, all right, well, if this team wins and who plays tonight, Washington and Seattle, I could care less who wins that game. Like, all I care about is how we get ourselves ready to win this game. And I think that when you're in that mindset, like if you get into the mindset of, you know, what are the things we have to do to make the playoffs? Like, it doesn't matter unless you take care of your own business. And so that loss hurt yesterday. We don't need any extra motivation because I think this team, is motivated enough through its own internal determination. And we're going to do everything we can do to win this football, get back on track and win this football game against the Jets this week.
Go ahead, Dave.
And Nick, have you given any consideration to the possibility of benching Jalen Reagor, even if it's just for one game?
We're trying to put the guys, we go out there and we're seeing who gives us the best chance to win. And we play all five wideouts. I think yesterday Greg played seven plays, JJ played 15 plays. And then, you know, obviously the guys that started. And so I'm comfortable with the roles that they're in right now. I have not thought about that and not thought through that. Because I don't think that's in best interest of the team. Because I think Jalen Reagor gives us the best chance to win.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
All right, there you have it. Nick Sirianni, his day after press conference, Ike. Mm. Very interesting that he would not commit to Jalen Hurts playing on Sunday. I didn't even look at it as being, I know he rolled his ankle, hurt his ankle a little bit. I didn't realize that it was maybe considered serious.
Yeah, that was a little bit surprising. I guess we'll see Wednesday, you know, if he practices. If he doesn't practice, then it becomes a bigger story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, even with quarterbacks, and I know Jalen is still young, but if staying off of it and resting it for an extra day or two, meaning he may not come out to practice until Thursday or Friday, if that helps him, you know, ankles can be tricky. A lot of it is pain tolerance. The problem for him at that position is he's a runner. Like, that's the problem, is that he's a runner.
Can't just say, yeah, he'll just sit back in the pocket.
Right,
and,
yeah,
and throw the ball.
Exactly.
No, you're right. Even yesterday, in the second half when they weren't doing anything, that's when he really started taking off. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going through progressions or anything like that. He was right. Darting.
Yeah.
And that was the most success. Again, it was the most success they had as a team was when he does that.
Yeah. And I think we've sort of come to expect that. The thing with Jalen Reagor, I know it's going to frustrate everybody, but who are you putting out there in place of him? That's the bigger indictment is on the group as a whole.
Right.
How many weeks have we been saying we got one wide receiver? Like, we've been saying that for weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
For weeks that we really only have one receiver that we can rely on. Now, when Quez, he made a nice catch on the sideline yesterday as well. But he usually takes advantage of his opportunities when they come, but he doesn't usually get many of them.
No.
Doesn't usually get more than three shots. Just doesn't. And some of those are on broken plays.
Yep.
When Jalen breaks the pocket. So the bigger issue is the group as a whole isn't very talented. That's the real issue when you look at the wide receiver group.
Yeah, I mean, so you want more snaps for Ortega Whiteside or for Greg Ward or
believe me,
John Hightower?
You know, Ortega Whiteside catching the ball when he's uncovered, that works once a game when no one expects him to get the ball.
Right.
That doesn't work when you really start throwing him the ball. Like if you really start putting him into pass patterns.
Jack Driscoll goes to IR. He's done for the season. So,
yeah. What in the Brandon Brooks situation? Man, that thing must have been more severe than I thought. I thought it was a
How many games has he missed now?
Man, he's been gone since the first or second game of the season.
It doesn't sound like he's even close to coming.
No,
right?
He said after the bye week.
Yeah. Well, that was just an update.
Yeah, exactly. That was just to get an update. Not that he'll be back after the bye week.
Yeah, I mean.
What did he play, the first two games?
First two games, yeah. Hasn't played since the 19th of September.
So he got injured the 49ers game.
Yep.
Wow.
Haven't been
seen
since.
Yeah, because we lost
him
and Brandon in the same game. Him and Brandon Graham.
Yep.
We lost him in the same game.
Same game. Yep.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be like an 8-week injury back then.
Yep. Yeah, and man.
Again, he's saying after the bye week, we'll give you an update. That's two more weeks.
Right. Yeah, could be back in 3 weeks. Man.
Sua Opeta / Herbig starting at right guard this week?
Sounds like her. Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So who starts at right guard this week?
Then he wouldn't commit to it there. I would.
Herbert got those short arms, man. I can't have him out there at guard, man. No offense, but, yeah, you know, his arms is like.
It seems like they want to go to Opeta before they go to Herbig.
He reminds me. I forget the lineman who we had. I think we actually won the Super Bowl with him, too.
Wisniewski?
Yes. Wisniewski had the little arms.
Had the little dinosaur arms?
Yeah, man.
All right. We're
That's how Herbert kind of reminds. It's almost like he's only built to play center.
Awesome. And he can't snap the ball, and he gets holding penalties. Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits and always gets returned. Get a $10 bonus card with every $50 gift card purchase at Chickies and Pete's. Check that out. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. They have a 25,000-square-foot showroom with private parking and a full selection of amazing gifts that she wants. Online, marks-jewelers.com. The blame game, Ike. That's what we're playing on Twitter.
Blame game.
Who gets the most blame? See, I don't like – obviously, Sirianni didn't have a great game yesterday. Hurts.
I don't know where he had a bad game at. Where?
I didn't say he had a bad game, but yeah, I mean, not getting Dallas Goedert involved. Only 3 targets for Dallas Goedert.
Okay, well, the quarterback got
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Hurts is 50% right now with getting the most blame.
Yeah, I don't even think like Nick Sirianni didn't have a bad game to me yesterday. I just don't know where he could have done. I guess finding a way to get if the quarterback can't throw the ball to the guys, does it matter if he calls a play for him?
I've heard some take the points at the end of the half, just kick a field goal. There was eight seconds left.
Stop it.
You try to score a touchdown. There's still time to get 3 points.
Yes. Now all of a sudden we're conservative now.
I've heard a lot of take the points. What are you doing?
Yeah, he would have taken the points had the quarterback not held on to the ball and then threw an interception. He would have taken the points.
Oh, all right, let's get back to it.
take the points. Yeah, I'm going to kick a field goal with 8 seconds left to go.
I would have been so mad
if he would have
done that. No, I mean, if you don't have confidence that your quarterback makes the right decision right there, there's not 3 seconds. Even if there's not 3 seconds to go, there's enough time to play.
That wasn't a hard play.
No,
wasn't,
it really
that
wasn't a hard
play.
No,
Jalen made that play. What it turned into.
Can't take a sack and you can't.
Yes.
You can't throw the ball in the field of play because you had no timeouts. You can't throw an interception. It's that simple. If it's not there, you don't hold the ball. You airmail it out of the back of the end zone. You kick field goal. 3 points.
Yep.
Period. It's a 3-0 game. You're tied at 3 and you get the ball to get the second half, start the second half. All right, let's go to the phones. We have D in Virginia. D, are you there? Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, first of all, I'm going to give y'all a break from all of these other dopes in Philly calling all this nonsense. And I'm glad to see Ike and Johnny Marks on the same page for one. So we're going to start this call off on a low point. Johnny Marks, I apologize
for
calling you a coward last week.
Oh,
I apologize, Johnny Marks.
Well, listen, there's two football experts on this show, and it's not Jack, all right? So I'll just leave it like that.
No, but seriously, hey, I don't do Twitter, bottom line. Jalen Hurts lost his game just like he won the game before, all right?
Right.
Okay. Yep. I'm D. I'm the same dude from August, September, guys.
Yep.
Calm down. I said 6-7 wins. If we get in the playoffs during a rebuild, okay, good on them. No problem. No, we Philly. We love extra football. Give them a year to evaluate Sirianni and Hurts. Stop all this nonsense. Give them a year. Let them play through the season. Then we'll go from there. Do not give up draft picks for no old quarterback, for no veteran. Do not give up the draft picks. Rebuild this team. Now, Johnny Mark, it's something I've been wanting to say since the Detroit game. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Y'all got access to the All-22, the backside film, and all this stuff. Jalen Hurts is a passer. I don't know if he's coached or told during the game to only look half of the field. Sometimes with the route combinations out there, it looked like Jalen Hurts only reading quarters.
Yep.
But on a lot of deep throws, it seems like he sees something, he waits, and before his brain tells his arm to release the ball, there's a hitch point. Again, go back from the Detroit game forward. I don't know how many times I've seen Quez wide open. On the Devontae Smith touchdown in Denver, he did the jump ball. You know, he went up the ball away. Quez was wide open. Not a guy within 15 yards again. So I'm with Ike. Let it play out. Get this guy some coaching. Coach him up. See where we're at the end of the season. And stop all this constant overreacting. All right? Bottom line, the man lost the game. He was trying to win the game. He didn't get help from his teammates. We'll move on.
D, that's not how this is going to play out.
Let's be realistic.
Especially when you're talking about the day after the game. You know, when you're talking about immediate reaction to what we saw yesterday, people are going to react to it. Now, I will agree with you that we don't need to give him an extension versus cutting him or moving on from him every other week. I will agree with that. But there's no denying, and the Ian Rappaport, the rap sheet report came out yesterday prior to the game. That had some perfect timing to it. And I don't know if Jalen saw it or somebody made him aware of it, but when sources, as Ian reported it, tell him that, you know, Jalen Hurts has the opportunity to win over the organization and really allow them to take themselves out of the quarterback derby for the offseason, whether it's a trade or whether it's the draft, and he'll be their quarterback for the 2022 season. First of all, there's a cap they just put on that statement right there. They didn't say the future. They just said for next year.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to look for a quarterback next year. There's clear questions within the organization about Jalen as to whether or not he is the right guy moving forward. Now, his play will determine whether or not they look elsewhere. Because here's the thing. You have a couple more of these games.
Yeah, they might be. They're going to be looking elsewhere a little bit
Thank
deeper.
You.
Than,
Thank
than,
you.
You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, all that goodwill everybody was talking about last week after that Saints game, you have another one of these or anything close to this, and then, God forbid, they don't make the playoffs, that gives whomever has questions about him every reason to go out and look for another quarterback.
Well, Ike, the precedent has been set on what defenses are going to try to do, and it's not complicated. Everybody should have expected where when the Eagles are dominating by running the football, and Jalen Hurts is a big part of that, even when they still have success running the football, unless you can throw it competently, you're not going to win.
Let me tell you what else I noticed yesterday. That read option, they're just saying hit the quarterback.
Yeah.
He got smashed at least two or three times yesterday.
Wait, is that where he hurt the ankle?
Could be. They were teeing off on him.
Yep.
They were teeing off on him. They were basically saying, okay, you guys on the inside take the running back. The free rusher, just go smash the quarterback. Whether he gives the ball to the running back or not, it's legal for you to hit him. He's a runner. And he took a couple of shots yesterday where he was doing that quarterback read option.
That's a good point. Nick Sirianni said he's, quote, hopeful that Jalen Hurts can play. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I normally it's like, yeah, he's pretty sore right there, but I think we'll be, I think we'll be all right. I'll give you more information on Wednesday, but no, it was, I wasn't expecting it.
I didn't even realize he was that banged up.
Me neither.
And it was interesting that Howard asked the first question about it. Like Howard getting in there fast, maybe he saw it on the sideline.
Yeah, or maybe he heard some things behind the scenes that were saying, like, yeah, it's a lot worse than we thought.
Oh, the king is on it.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Howard right. Erskine.
OG Wade.
I know that spread changes. I don't even know what it is right now.
Seven.
Eagle seven?
6.5, seven.
Okay.
Oh, that'll change for sure. 215-592-9494. OG Wade will take the stand coming up next. Like, as he wants to dish out some knowledge about yesterday and Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the game. Who you blaming? We'll get into it coming up next. Markson Riesel, 94 WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Don't want to put a timetable on anything. I'm hopeful. Jalen's hopeful. That he'll play again. I don't have, you got to see how these things go. As you guys well know, we'll see how the rehab the next 2 days goes, and I'll have more of an update for you on Wednesday.
He's hopeful that he's going to play.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I'd be surprised if he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'd be surprised if he didn't do everything humanly possible, including play when he really shouldn't, cause he's too hurt. You can't just like Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz wasn't coming out of that game for anybody.
No.
Earlier this season, and Jalen's not. Last thing you need to do is let someone else get some reps.
I mean, you see Baker out there playing with a torn labrum.
Yep.
I mean, these jobs are hard to hold on to, and I admire guys that aren't looking to stand on the sideline every chance they get. You know, a lot of players out there that play with injuries, you know, in other positions, and been far too long for too many years that quarterbacks don't have to play with injuries. They sit on the sideline. Their jobs are guaranteed. It's a different league nowadays. And these young guys, these quarterbacks, these teams, because of the salary cap, they have the ability to move off guys sooner rather than later. When they put the rookie wage scale in, it's a benefit to these teams as well. If they make a mistake at the quarterback position, it may cost you $5 or $6 million, but it ain't costing you $10, $20, $30 million to move on from them. So, and that's why these guys don't want to come out. When especially a guy in Jalen's position, the last thing he wants to do is give Gardner Minshew the opportunity to go out there and play.
Oh, yeah, because he'd be great for one game, throwing a lot of short passes, throw here, throw there.
And he just he just saw this last year. Yeah. He saw this movie already.
Playing the Jets, whose defense is terrible.
Oh, man, the last thing he wants is to get this fan base any type of Minshew mania.
Which we would have, without a doubt.
Yes, some of us would, yes.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chickies and Pete's, the Brandon Graham Show, and the Chickies and Pete's Players Lounge every Monday following the game. Brandon Graham, tonight's Slay Weekly, chickiesandpete's.com for details.
I'll be easy show with Slay tonight.
Yeah, I didn't even hear
Slay. Yeah, I didn't know he played. He had one ball thrown to him.
Yeah, he stayed away from the whole
game. Yeah. Easy. Yes.
And Donovan McNabb joins the show at 4 o'clock. We'll get his expert insights at 4 o'clock. But O.G. Wade, undoubtedly the head of the Jalen Hurts faction of the Eagles fans. What's up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
All right.
O.G., not good.
No.
Well, you know what, Ike? Well, first of all, let me address Mad. I like Mad Mike, to be honest with you, because Maya Angelou said, when a fool tells you you're a damn fool, believe him. So, just getting him out the way. But to be honest with you, Ike, you know how when you get something that you like, but you just don't like the way you got it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jalen had a bad performance yesterday. Let's not excuse that, nothing. And I'm not even talking about Rager, because I don't expect those plays out of Rager. So I'm going to take that out of the equation.
Sadly, I don't think anybody should.
Right. But if you listen to Jalen Hurts' press conferences last week, he spoke about leaving money on the table, kicking field goals. We got to be able to score touchdowns. Jalen spoke about the rat poison, not eating it. But what he did yesterday, he showed his immaturity, which we all give him credit for being so mature, that he smelt the rat poison. That's what an alcoholic does when he falls off the wagon. He smells the liquor, and that's what makes him drink it. He should have never smelt it. What he should have done is threw the ball away, took the 3 points. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Coming down and then throwing the ball into double coverage, he did that on the two out routes because I believe both receivers got their hands on the ball. But he put them on the sideline that if they didn't get it, it would be not picked off but out of bounds.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Everything we all said, Jack said, we wanted to know, is Jalen the type of quarterback? Is he good enough to bring us back? I think he showed that he's good enough to bring us back. You know, the plays weren't made, but there's some positive things to be taken out of it. You know what I'm saying? And like he says, I call him the Duke, because he don't get too high, he don't get too low. I can guarantee you this here, he'll play better next week. You know what I'm saying? He just got to just stop trying to press. Just be – you're in a progression. He's going to get better. Just allow yourself to do that.
You bring up a great point there, Wade. It's the first time that I think I've seen him press. Like yesterday was – I don't know why it was, but yesterday I thought he made throws that he doesn't usually attempt to make, right? You've always – raved about how he keeps the ball out of harm's way and he doesn't make bonehead plays. Yesterday was the first time I think I – like that play before the half, that might have been his worst play as an Eagle. I haven't seen him do that where, you're right there with points on the board. All you got to do, if the first read isn't there, throw it away, take the three, we go in the locker room, tied up. Yesterday he tried to do too much on that play and we walked away with no points. He hadn't done that in his previous, 16 starts, 14 starts, whatever it is. He hadn't done that in his previous 16 starts.
And what's most interesting to me is I want to see how he plays against the Jets. You see what I'm saying? Everybody keeps saying he struggles to throw the ball. If you go back and you look at Jalen Hurts' highlights, right, and just look at the throws he's making. Even in yesterday, he made some hell of a impressive throws.
They're just not consistent. You see what I'm saying? Once he brings that wagon with him, consistency, bro, all day long, Jalen Hurts is an NFL quarterback. All day long.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, wait, listen, and appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's disputing if he's an NFL quarterback or not.
Well, some people are.
Yeah, but, like, to what degree? How good?
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Right.
And some of these people out here go overboard.
Of course.
With the criticisms. Like, they're like, Matt Mike is the only one who we know that has a name to his haterade. There's a lot of people out there, though.
Oh, sure. Believe me, they're in my DMs and everything
yes,
else. Like, they're
a lot
just
of them out there.
Waiting for the moment that he struggles.
Yes.
And they pounce.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
he's got to get better, though, man.
Yeah.
Like, even the biggest Jalen Hurts fans have to realize. And even Wade, you know, he sounds reasonable about what he saw yesterday. You got to get better, man. Like the idea that the throwing part of his game has a lot of room to grow, like, you're crazy if you don't believe that.
It's
part of the reason why they went away from it after 7 weeks and started running the ball a little bit more. And I wanted to see if you get behind. See, you can run as long as you got the lead. It's easier to do. It's easier to stay committed to it. But you get down. You get down 10-0. Now you're down two scores. And you're looking at the
now
clock.
You have to throw, yep.
It's the second half. And you're saying to yourself, okay, we got to throw the ball now. Can Jalen handle that part? When teams know you have to throw the ball, can you make the throws? That's the area he still has to improve upon. And the Eagles know that. Like,
sure.
The Eagles know that. They know this is the area he has to improve upon.
Yeah, I mean, when you go back to I would say, like, the season kind of reset itself, the Detroit game, because Raiders, they got crushed, and it's like, listen, this isn't working what we're trying to do. You know, 9 for 14, 11 for 17, 16 for 23, 13 for 24, 14 for 31, right? Like, it's become a lot different. 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in the passing game. When they said, hey, we got to dial back him throwing the ball and we're going to run the ball, it's not like he hasn't necessarily gotten better as a passer. The team's gotten better. He's actually regressed since he stopped throwing the ball as much, because the success he had statistically was when they were down big in games to where he's just coming back and throwing and dinking and dunking.
Teams are playing loose defense, keep the ball in front of you. They're giving you a lot of chunk plays, you know, things of that nature. Like that has been the case. And that's in part what the Eagles see. Those that still question whether or not, you know what, we're not ready to commit just yet. That's why.
It's this, yeah.
Right? When you see that report out there, sources saying he can earn that way by, if he continues to play this way and get him into the playoffs, well, that means they're still waiting to see. They want to see more.
I just said, like, Wade said it, you said it, we said it earlier. What happened? Because I think he pressed last year against the Cowboys maybe a little
bit.
Okay,
yeah, he threw the bad interceptions in that game. I do remember. Yeah, those were bad interceptions in that game.
Bad.
He still hasn't won a division game.
He hasn't?
Wow. 0-4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, like
I didn't realize
a lot of these games, and I think it is important that he did come up big on that final drive where they were actually moving it. Like, it didn't look like the moment was too big for him there. But it's also where that's like run around and make plays, Jalen, as opposed to running the offense that they want him to run and throwing the football.
Yeah.
It seems like he thrives in that particular atmosphere where it's like, all right, just, you know, make some plays.
And two or three of those passes on that final drive, the Giants were backed off and they just let him throw it to Kenny Gainwell.
Yep, underneath.
It was almost a mistake by the Giants that they let the Eagles get down the field as fast as they did.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, they're just like, are you protecting the boundaries?
They were fine with him getting down the 30 or 20-yard line.
The bigger thing was they just let Kenny Gainwell run out of bounds twice with no resistance.
No problem.
That's like no resistance. Like, I'm wondering, like, are the Giants going to play cover, too? You just sit a corner out there in the flats, and if they throw it in the flats, you make the tackle. Whatever coverage they was playing, Gainwell just came out of the backfield, caught it, ran 10 yards and then ran out of bounds twice.
Yeah, took 8 seconds off the clock. They moved it. I mean, they had plenty of time.
Yes.
Plenty of time. Edward in North Wildwood, New Jersey. Edward, go ahead. What up?
Gentlemen, and hear me out here. And I'm not trying to be facetious or funny or anything, but is there a chance? I was thinking about this morning regarding Rager. The pass that hit him in the face mask, and then the pass a few seconds later to Seth's point about a beach ball versus a football. Is there a chance? And I'm not being funny. There's a vision problem here. And the other reason I say this, and I just thought of this.
We have no idea. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard that, and I have no idea.
Well, you're hearing it now. Okay, just think about it. And then when he's in the press conference, and you can see it again, he would look off to the side, and he would make like a weird kind of blink, as though he was refocusing. And this all just came.
Depth perception.
Yeah, it might be. Could be. Well, hell, he needs to go get LASIK or something.
Or glasses.
Well, I don't know, but it just wasn't normal yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, this has been the reoccurring theme with him his entire career. It's two short years that he's been here. I don't know if he can't see the football or not, but I'm saying if that's an issue, then that's something he should convey to the training staff, his agent, or what have you, and he can go get corrective vision. You can fix this.
I agree. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay.
Thanks, Edward. Yeah, appreciate it. I mean,
it could be, but it's not an excuse. What do you want me to do? Put some glasses on.
Yep. Some RJ Rex specs.
Like, I don't know.
Some goggles.
Yeah.
Contact lenses.
I don't know if that's the issue or not. Maybe it is.
I saw someone.
Well, hell, has that been the issue in his entire career? Listen, from the time Gary Patterson came on these airwaves and spoke about Jalen Rager, I haven't felt good about him since.
Yes, college coach didn't speak glowingly about him.
Yes.
Right. So I saw somebody, I don't know who said it or where they said it, but they said, if you really followed Jalen Rager's career going back to college, if you watch his YouTube highlight tape, sure, he makes some good plays, but this has been something that plagued him at TCU, the drops.
Yeah, the coach said it.
And it was blamed, his last year at TCU was blamed on, the quarterback was so bad he couldn't get him the ball and everything else, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, all right.
No, that's not it.
No, that's
No, that's not it. He can't run routes.
No.
That's a Jalen Rager.
Yeah,
we're going to need to draft another wide receiver, aren't we?
I think we both know how this ends with Jalen Rager. It's not even like you can look at him and say, like, well, the return game.
Oh, he's stuck here for another 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting rid of him.
No. He'll just get less reps.
Yeah,
next year.
No, he's going to become our punt returner and our kickoff returner.
Well, he's not good at that.
Well, I'm just saying that's what he's going to be pushed down to before they cut him. They're not cutting him anytime soon. Unless he does something to be cut.
Yeah, you said this, or Kyle Quinn said this. You turn him into a running back hybrid.
Yeah.
As opposed to a regular wide receiver.
Yeah, we want to see him be Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, really.
Light Deebo Samuel, something.
Very light?
Yeah, very light. Something. I don't know. I just, they wasted a first round pick on him. They don't have much depth at the position. That's the other issue.
That's why he's going to play as much as he does.
He has to play. Who else are you going to play? Then you got a better chance to win with Greg Ward out there?
No. No. He dropped a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, he dropped one.
Maybe Hightower back to the – I mean, he's on the practice squad.
In 2 years. Last time I seen Hightower, balls were flying through his arms. He was getting open, but he had a depth perception problem. He couldn't see the damn football last year.
Yeah, Leonard Sweesboro thinks that Wade is actually blind. From what he's watching.
Oh, the Jalen
Hurts. Ooh, boy.
Jalen Hurts.
Rasheem in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ra?
What's up? Now, you know, I'm hearing people say, you know, I guess, you know, the defensive scheme, the Giants did, I guess other teams in the NFL can mimic, but can you explain to me, who never played football, what did they do that other teams can mimic? Jalen Hurts never threw three interceptions before. Yeah, he played bad yesterday. Number one, Greg Ward, you got to catch it on second down. Then you won't have the interception on third down.
Facts. Yeah.
Now, the interception on the sideline, now, see, the progression thing is like it's him turning the receivers down. That's something you could fix. So I think that's a good part about this is not – things that he can't.
All right, you're sorry, man. Your phone's terrible. Black Gritty. Hey, Black Gritty. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I mean, I was trying to tell everybody last week. Everybody talking about the Cowboys.
Here we go.
Everybody trying to talk about the Cowboys.
I don't care.
I said week to week. I said game to game. Y'all franchise tagging people early. I'm like, hey, hold on. Don't cut the check. I told you. Trying to tell you. But
Hey, I don't know nothing. I'm just out here in these streets, doggy. Let me tell you something. You keep asking who's to blame. Ain't nobody said the person to blame. The person to blame is Kelsey. He needs to be protected at all costs. They got a cousin, a nephew, Kelsey, coming up. We need another Kelsey.
He is not allowed to retire, Black Gritty.
No, he's not, because when Kelsey went down, now remember a couple games ago when he went to Kelsey, he said, are we allowed to do it? Can we do it? And Cousins like, yeah, we can do it, bro. And then he went around to play. I'm like, man, you check with Kelsey? Okay. Not the pill. Okay, Kelsey, okay. So when Kelsey went out and Huber went in, got that penalty, pulled him back 30-yard run. Oh, he was hot. Had that touchdown run by Boston Scott, pulled back. Oh, he was hot. He said, I got to do something because this dude keeps getting all my touchdowns. Call back. Next thing you know, intercepts the city. And who's to blame? Kelsey, because he left. Okay? Kelsey wasn't in there. Hubie Brown out here just getting all these penalties. And then he started pressing. Then he started pressing. That changed his whole mindset. Like, man, he's too big, he's supposed to play. He called back, now I got to do it myself. So that was that. Then all the Aguilar Juniors came out to play in the second half. I'm like, my goodness. How about I put a check attached to your ball? You missed this many balls. Y'all didn't get paid for 3 weeks. I bet they start getting something else. That perception, he be on Twitter all day. I know he can see. He can see the future, all the tweets that he coming in. He can see that tweet. He can catch that ball to hit him in the face. So, yeah, I know the quarterback looked bad. But Nick Sirianni, other thing, too. Last year, I remember when the running back rotation was so bad, everybody kept blaming Deuce. Well, I don't have anything to do with it. Deuce does rotate. Boston Scott's in there. He got destroyed on one of those RPOs and didn't come out. Two plays later, he fumbled. He probably was concussed, but he didn't come out. And Miles is standing over there on the sideline with his helmet on and his head in that. Man, I told y'all, please, got to focus game to game. And guess what? Jalen, if you're listening, you better get out there on that field, because the last thing you want is Uncle Rico Minshew Magic coming in here throwing up some dives, all right? That's the last thing you want to fill up. Get well,
true.
Brother. Get well. I love you guys, and I was right, as usual.
If Minshew plays next week against the Jets, he's going for 325 and 3 touchdowns, without a doubt. He throws the ball over the field. I already know how it plays out. That's why he's not going to – that's why Jalen Hurts will play. It's just weird how Nick Sirianni answered the question. Do we have Gary Patterson, now the former head coach at TCU, talking about Rager's hands? You have this, Jack? Go ahead.
How natural are his hands?
You know what? As he did in the combine, he dropped some ball this year. You know, I'll be honest with you. I think, you know, his production, we should have used him a lot more. I think we probably hurt him in his senior year, his junior year, in the last 5 or 6 games. We just ran the whole offense through him. And when he's into it, he has good hands.
There you go.
There it is. When he's into it, he has good hands.
Now, did Howie talk to Gary Patterson before the draft?
Somebody did.
Did they not reach out? We reached out here at WIP.
Maybe they talked to Monte.
They might have.
His dad.
Yeah, they did. And they said, yeah, he's
great. Yeah, his dad. Yeah, man, you got to take him.
Awesome.
LeVar balled us, man. Come on, man.
I mean, at this point, it feels like a sunken cost, but you're not going to just release him.
No,
right? Like,
no.
But see, that's what you're getting a lot today. Just cut him.
No, that's not happening. No, they aren't going to do that.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Cheeks and Pete's. Cheeks and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits and always gets returned. Get a $10 bonus card with every $50 you spend at cheekysandpete's.com. Coming up next, Donovan McNabb, his take on the game. Does he think the sky is falling, or is it just one game? And did Hurts look shook yesterday? We'll get into all of that with Donovan coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, live from Chiggs and Pete's. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, tune in every Tuesday, payday with TNT Tuesdays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Tuesday. Just bet a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more, all into one wager. That's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big time score. And when you win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. Now, come on, man. We already know about FanDuel. I actually had a bounce back week on FanDuel. Good college bets over the weekend. NFL, not as good. But that's okay. I still love FanDuel because most of all, my payouts came back within 24 hours. And when you win, you'll get paid in less than 2 hours. How about that? Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Get $10 back every Tuesday, win or lose, with TNT Tuesdays. And if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. Again, that's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.